All right, so here we are at Tri-Lakes, the night before, the night after. Yes, indeed, it's LA Night Jam, Saturday, June the 18th. A few of our competitors are practicing, the first of them, Brittany Greenwood. What was it like jumping under the lights there for the first time in quite a while?
Ooh, it was a bit fast, but it was fun. It's always fun to ski, especially under the lights. Different feeling from jumping in the day.
Okay, so what has everyone been telling you about how to approach this? Because there's certainly different schools of thought, you know. Obviously, when you drive at night, everything comes to you a little bit quicker. Is it analogous to that, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. That lack there of light makes everything go a bit faster. So you have to pick out your markers, make sure you're trying to keep it the same as the day, but try to control that heart rate and your mind to not let it trick you.
Okay, so a couple more questions. What do you think you are capable of jumping under these similar conditions tomorrow night, provided that you make it that far?
I think there's a really good chance to jump well. This is a really good place to jump. It is really well lit. So I think, you know, over 50 meters for sure, 165 plus 170s is definitely capable of doing that.
Okay, and what do you think it's honestly going to take to win?
Over 175 for sure.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Brittany Greenwood, and best of luck going forwards.
Thank you.
All right, then. Fresh off the water, Taryn Grant, out there practicing for LA Night Jam. How did it feel out there for you?
You know, it felt pretty good. I was happy with my practice set. I built on every jump. First jump, I ended up passing, but I kind of got a feeling of the lights. Second jump, I hit the ramp, which was good. Just crushed it a little bit. And third jump, I mean, it couldn't get much better for me, just building on every jump, going over and having a decent jump on that third jump. Just got comfortable out there, comfortable with how it feels, what the speed is like, and it being in the dark, obviously.
Yeah, you seem to be beaming coming off the water, happy that you got the chance to go out there at night, you know, so your confidence, success out here?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely gives me confidence. Confidence going into tomorrow. Obviously, we have the prelims first and then night final, so I'm hoping to be out there at night again tomorrow.
All right, then. Best of luck going forward. Taryn Grant of Canada.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, continuing to get fresh reaction from our female jumpers practicing for LA Night Jam. We got Lauren Morgan. How was it out there for you?
Oh, it was fun. Anytime you get to ski at night is super fun. I haven't done it in quite a while, I think since last Nationals or something. So it's fun to get out there. Of course, it always feels fast and crazy, but yeah.
So what kind of adjustments do you typically make out there? You know, because it's a heck of a lot different from the daytime where you have the full view of the jump and have a full control over what you're doing out there, yeah?
Yeah, actually quite the opposite. Like you try to just make no adjustments. You try to do the exact same thing as you do in the day and try to sort of like memorize your movements so that way you don't rely on your perception so much when you're out there.
And every jump set to you is valuable considering the amount of time that that your job takes away from being able to practice on a consistent basis, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Excited I got to come up here a couple days early and train, so that was nice.
Excellent stuff. So what do you think it's going to take to win?
To win? Probably like upper 170s at night, I would say, would be pretty safe.
All right, then. And we wish you the best of luck. The Masters Women's Jump Champion, that's Lauren Morgan.
Thank you.
All right, fresh off the water, practicing for LA Night Jam. We got Hannah Strotsover. Your initial reaction to what you felt out there on the water? I mean, how much different is it to what you'd ordinarily practice on during the daytime?
Everything just felt faster than usual. It seems like your brain works slower. But you can see everything fine. Like, there is no dark spots. And that's it. I think it was fine. I didn't jump. I did three passes just to feel the speed. Uh-huh. And it should be okay for tomorrow.
Okay, so you didn't find any kind of difficulties like getting a fix on the 500, 600, 700 buoys or anything like that?
No, it's more like you go a little earlier because you want to protect yourself and you don't want to be rushed. and I knew I wouldn't jump, so it was kind of chill.
Excellent stuff. So what do you reckon it's going to take to win here tomorrow night?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, then, playing it very closer to the vest. That's Hanna Strzaltsova. We wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, getting some fresh reaction from the doc after her practice set. Janina Bonneman, how was your experience out there?
It was awesome. Like, the site is well lit up, and the lights are nice and bright. So I had a good feeling out there, and I'm excited what's to come tomorrow.
Okay, any different to what you experienced last season with Unite Jumps? I know you jumped at the U.S. Nationals under the lights, and I think you went at King of Darkness, didn't you?
I did not go at King of Darkness. I was injured from Worlds still, so I skipped that one. But I had my first night jump at U.S. Open, and from what I remember, it was just a lot of fun. So I'm excited for tomorrow. I hope I get into the finals and then get to go out at night.
Under the assumption that you would make it through to the finals, what do you reckon it's going to take to win?
That's really hard to say, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, I mean, at night the scores are always maybe a little bit lower, but like probably a 170, I would say for sure, like 175.
175, okay. We wish you the best of luck going forward. Janina Bonneman of Germany, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, continuing to get fresh reaction among our women who are practicing on the night before the big event, Sasha Denyerskaya. How was things out there for you?
It was fun. Like, I think it went well. We had a plan. It worked, so feeling excited for tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw you spoke a little bit with Scott Ellis, who is your coach. I mean, What advice did he offer before, and what was his kind of reaction after seeing you jump out there?
Well, I mean, there is no difference between today and tomorrow, so treat it like as another tournament round. Don't go easy. Find your rhythm and just go for it. So, yeah, it was good.
What do you think it's going to take for the win, provided you get there?
Oh, it's hard to tell. I feel like the set is well lit up, so I feel like definitely above 170.
Around about 170.
Maybe a little bit more. It's hard to tell. Depends on the wind and stuff. So if it stays calm like this, I feel like it's nice to jump. So I feel like between 170 and 175.
All right, then. That sounds good. Sasha Denyerskaya, world women's overall champion. Thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, switching gears from women's jump to men's jump. One of the first skiers to hit the water was Freddy Krueger. So didn't hit the ramp during that practice, but what did it feel like out there for you?
Feels good. Lights are good and even. You know, it's dark. Everything feels fast. Just trying to get a couple of visuals there to figure out the timing if I get a chance for tomorrow. I'm a little early on the first two. I really like the third jump. Kind of got to take that one. That's where I'd like to start tomorrow. Take that one and see, you know, if I've got to, you know, probably will need to push my timing a little bit more on the last two, hopefully. But, you know, this night jump, it's an animal in itself. I would love to have gone over and, you know, kind of completed the picture and finished, but not worth taking the chance of funny landing or tweaking something right here before the event. So we're going to wait and see.
Of course, and you have Karen Truelove looking at you and assessing how things went. What was her reaction after you came in? Did they mirror a lot of what you thought out there?
Yeah, I think you know, she liked. We had a practice round today in the daylight, and she kind of liked what she saw. Again, a little early, so not really getting my lift off the ramp like I wanted to. Shift that gear a little bit more tomorrow. Tonight again, you know, she was pretty much seeing the same thing, which is good, because there's a lot of times I'll come in and think, oh, you know, I thought that was pretty good, and she'll see kind of a litany of things. Well, you know, you're doing this, you know, everything I was feeling out there, she was seeing, she could agree with that. So that's a good sign. That typically means that
that, you know, almost becomes like a honey-do list type deal.
Well, the main thing is it so much of this is a mental aspect, right? And so there will be times where you know, maybe it feels awful to you, it doesn't look so bad to them, but to me the scarier situation is when it feels okay to me, but when she's watching it, she really doesn't like what she sees. That puts me in a position that, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're doing a full eject back to like just absolute basics. So, you know, there's some big keys for me. I have a tend to shift my eyes down at the wakes and at the bottom of the jump in the dark because there's, you know, it's harder to see things in that ambient area. So the third one, I said I like that one. I did a good job of shifting my eyes and getting them where I wanted. I really didn't on the other three, so I gotta be a lot better on my percentages for that tomorrow.
All right, you hold the course record here with 240 feet, and it also happened to be in the dark as well. You feel like rolling back the years and getting somewhere close?
Yeah, man, I hope it doesn't take that to you know, take this thing, because that's going to be a big jump in the absolute still of this Louisiana swamp water of air we're breathing right now, and this humidity is unbelievable. So, you know, I'm figuring it's going to take over 230 to take it home. I'd love to be the guy that does that, but, you know, you got to get out there and see how it shakes out.
One of the best of all time, Freddy Krueger. Wishing you the best of luck going forward, sir.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, continuing to get some instant reaction among our men's competitors. Dorian Llewellyn, not taking a jump out there, free refusals. How do the conditions look like? Could we be seeing fireworks from you?
Yeah, I hope so. Like I said earlier, before I went out and skied, I'm a bit banged up right now, but, you know, it feels awesome out there. The boat feels good. The wakes are small, which, you know, if you hit them right, you're going to come through flying. And the ramp's nice. So, yeah, those are good recipes for success.
All right, then. So, I mean, you obviously have people watching over you, coaches, that kind of stuff. What has their advice been under these kind of situations, how to approach?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's obviously been at the LA Night Jams. He's been right there at the top with Freddie and Ryan every year. Actually, we were watching I think it was the 2008, or I might be getting my years mixed up right now, but Freddie and my dad had a grudge match, one jump off,
uh-huh,
in the finals, so that was really cool. And Ryan and I were getting all excited watching that. But my dad and my mom are back home, just going to be watching this one, and, you know, just same as always, go out there, have fun, and obviously just do your best, and you know, if you've trained in the right ways, and you don't have to worry about anybody else, you just worry about yourself and go out there and put out a big jump.
Freddie believes it's going to take over 230 to win. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. The way that the boat feels and the jump feels good and the conditions are awesome, so I don't see why we wouldn't have at least one over 230, if not multiple.
All right, then. Dorian Llewellyn, thank you very much for your participation, and best of luck going forwards.
Thanks.
All right, continuing to get some reaction from our competitors who are practicing here for LA Night Jam. Jack Critchley, unlike many of the others who had gone out and practiced, you actually took a few jumps.
Yeah, I'm not quite as smart as everyone else, I guess, but I don't want anything to catch me out. If I make the finals tomorrow, I want to know what it's going to feel like. I want to know what it's going to look like when I hit the jump too. So I don't mind. I can do some easy cuts and just try and get over the jump just to see what it looks like.
Almost seemed that you were jumping better out there in the dark than you do during the daytime.
That was most probably close, maybe even further than I've been all week, maybe. Easy cut, but hopefully if I do make the final, then we can start with that one and then work from there and hopefully boost a big one in the final if I make it.
All right, then. Assuming that you do make it through to the final, what do you reckon it's going to take so far as the distance to win this thing?
Going off of what I just did, I think it's going to be a mid-20 to win. A mid-20, 25, 225 maybe.
Freddie believes it's over 230.
Freddie believes it's over 230. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not quite as optimistic as Freddie. I'm hoping I'll win, but I don't know if I'll do a 230. So we'll say 25.
All right, and we wish you the best of luck going forwards, Jack Critchley. All right, we've got another one of our ML jumpers who's just come into the dock. It's Joel Poland, the current Masters men's jump champion. Seems to be enjoying life right now, especially out there in the dark.
Yeah, I was having a wicked time. That was really fun. We got a small little crowd here. It kind of felt like I was jumping for the VIPs today. We got all the Bennett staff out there. It was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. So let's earwig in a little bit to what you were saying or what was being said around the dock area. I mean, you put a jump out there that would almost certainly put you through to the next round if it were during the daytime, and might and could in actuality win.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of was going out to try and find a nice spot, and I found it on the second one, which was good because I was hoping I'd get it by the third. Found a real nice spot and then just didn't trust it into the ramp on the second, and on the third I really kind of pulled it together and didn't get the most out of the jump ramp, but there's a lot in there. I mean, I think there's a lot of potential to that jump if I can replicate it tomorrow.
All right, and what kind of distance do you think it will take to actually win this event?
Oh, I won't be surprised if it's 2:30.
Yeah, you seem to be in lockstep with Freddy Krueger. I wish you the best of luck going forward. So Joel Poland, world overall champion and current Masters men's jump champion. Best of luck to you, sir.
Ciao for now.
All right, continuing to get some fresh reaction from the night jump practice and one of our young contenders coming into this event, Will Roberts. What was it like out there for you?
It was cool. Just wanted to go slip around and see what the lights looked like. It looked really good out there. Hadn't jumped at night since 2019, and I was going 32 or 51, so felt good, and I just wanted to get a look in, so felt good.
A lot of it is trying to make that adjustment between day and night, and obviously, if any of you ever driven out on a country road at night, you know how things come into you a lot quicker. Is that a fair analogy?
Yeah, definitely. Just gotta trust your spot, trust what you know, and just go out there and just ski like it's daytime, and don't let your eyes deceive you. So this is new to me, and just definitely gotta make that transition. But felt good tonight. So
what do you reckon it's gonna take to win?
Oh, I mean, we got Freddie and Ryan here and Joel and everyone, so you gotta expect something close to like 70, 230. So that's sort of where I'd peg it, but we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right then, Will Roberts, best of luck to you going forward here at LA Night Jam.
Cool, thanks.
All right, coming off the water, having taken his practice set, Luke Outram from Great Britain, and you seem to be pleasantly, well, pleased with your effort out there.
Yeah, super pleased with that. I was always going to take a single, and then I just, because I'm assuming that the caliber of jumpers that are here right now, it's going to be a long, long way to make the final, so I thought maybe this is my only chance to night jump, and I was originally going to cut and pass. I did my first one, cut and pass, and saw how bright and well lit the site is. I thought, yeah, we're good. I'm taking the next two, and I'm glad I did. That was a really cool experience.
All right, then. So that has that given you cause for optimism going forward, maybe?
Yeah. Like, I've been jumping well the past few weeks. I had a couple of... The weather's not been great here the past couple of weeks. We've been predominantly tailwind, but it might be a tailwind tomorrow, and I don't know if the guys can deal with it, whether they can change the conditions. So, and I have a home site advantage, so maybe I can poke one out and everyone else it's not their day, I could make the finals. We'll have to wait and see.
All right, then. We certainly wish you the best luck going forward. What would you say would be the winning jump? Freddie believes 2:30, and one or two others seem to gel with that.
I think we're going to be having to go high teens, 20s to make the final. And in the final, if, you know, at the end of the day, it's a night jump for money. The boys always bring it when there's some money involved. I think we could see a jump in the 30s. Definitely high 20s. Could be one in the 30s.
All right, then. Excellent stuff there. Luke Outram, the best of luck going forward with this competition and also with the World Games coming up in a few weeks afterwards.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, then, getting some fresh opinion from the lake, practicing for LA Night Jam, Ethan McKinnon from Australia. You've probably been in a few night jump situations before Moomba and the like, but how does this compare?
It's definitely... I know, I was looking at it before I went out, and I thought it was probably a little brighter than Moomba actually out there. I think Moomba... It's a little brighter at Moomba. It feels a little dark out there, Tony.
Okay, so you played it a little bit cautiously, cards to your chest type deal?
Yeah, I mean, I was just planning to go out. I'm here to have fun, so I was just planning to go out and do a couple of three quarters over the ramp. I only ended up taking one because I couldn't get my timing, but it was fun. It's a good time. Top banana.
Absolutely top banana. And what do you reckon it's going to take to win from your perspective?
Oh, from my perspective, I think... seeing the way these guys have been jumping through like this past day, I'd say high 220s, like mid to high 220s, probably to win.
All right.
I would say. Okay, these guys are jumping pretty damn good.
All right, then. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck going forwards. From Australia, that is Ethan McKinnon.
Appreciate you, Tony.
Okay, and our last person who practiced in the dark is Austin Kolodacek.
Pretty close, Tony. Okay. Call it a check.
Call it a check. Okay. I'm trying. So, notwithstanding mispronunciations, how was your experience out there?
This is my second or third time jumping the night jump. My first one was for Collegiate Nationals last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the most exciting thing for me because, unlike most of the guys here, I did not grow up in the sport. I started when I was a freshman at A&M. You know, landing my first jump at my first tournament in collegiate, and now I'm, you know, jumping up in that open level.
Okay, it's certainly an experience that you want to go out and do again. I mean, I saw and heard the reaction from you coming into the dock. I mean, it certainly opens one eye as to the possibilities that this event can provide to a large crowd. Yeah,
certainly. I think putting this under the lights, inviting people out when it's, you know, the sun ain't beating on them, this will put together a large crowd for the sport and, you know, get a lot of eyes on us.
All right, then. So from your perspective, what do you think it's going to take for our pros to win?
I think you're going to need a strong 220-foot jump this weekend. I mean, you got Joel Poland and Freddie and Ryan all going at it, and you got some underdogs too coming out of the works like Luke and Ethan.
All right, then. So thanks a lot, Austin, for your input, and thanks to all the rest of our competitors who have practiced out there in the night before the main event, LA Night Jam 2022. It's going to be on the night of June the 18th. We thank those guys very much indeed, and thank you very much for listening. This is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. Until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.